Aaron Rial joining us. Aaron, good morning. I hope you had a good weekend. And I know talking to people this morning, there's a lot of ambiguity. There's a lot of nervousness and unknown still on the cleanup efforts in Hurricane Ian. It's actually not even a cleanup full yet. It's a rest. Right now, it's a search effort. It's get power back, get the basics back. But this is quite a mess.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You know, with floodwaters only just receding, really the full extent of the depth, the destruction, it may only just be coming into view. But what we know for sure is that the death toll from Ian so far, as of Sunday evening, it climbed to 87, 83 in Florida, 84 in North Carolina. Over 700,000 customers are still without power. Search crews are racing to rescue stranded survivors. You'll see on Sanibel Island, Pine Island, these are the barrier islands outside of the Fort Myers area. A lot of people have seen the images. The Causeway Bridge is just destroyed. They only can be rescued by boat or jet ski, so they're attempting that. There's been over 4,000 rescue made in Florida since the storm struck. But now the new threat, it is clean drinking water. The residents are in desperate need. Their taps are running dry. If they aren't running dry, there's over 100 boil water advisories in effect. And the fact of the matter is, when you have no power, you cannot boil your water. So this is a huge deal, a big loss. So far, FEMA has delivered 1.6 million liters of water to Florida. Another 6.6 are on their way. They've served over 5.5 million meals, 400 ambulances, 4 aircraft to evacuate the vulnerable people. This is people in nursing homes, other facilities. Even Elon Musk has jumped in to help. He is helping the Southwest Florida region regain internet connectivity. He's doing this through his Starlink satellite service, and they're also providing 120 Starlink ground stations to help people regain internet connectivity. This is a massive, massive deal. It is going to take not weeks or months. This is years of rebuilding ahead of us, and it's really too early to say exactly the total number in terms of damages, but we can all rest assured that it's in the billions of dollars.
Yeah, oh yeah. And then you look at Sanibel Island, Captiva. It literally split. The causeway's gone. We're talking years. And some people may not even, their real estate lot where their home was might not ever be the same.
Very, very true. What's so interesting in this, though, is that we learned a lot from Hurricane Andrew in the early 90s. And any home really built in the past 20 years, for the most part, fared quite well. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that the stricter building codes that have been put in place since Hurricane Andrew actually did what they were intended to do. And a lot of those structures were able to withstand this Category 4 hurricane, right, while the older ones were leveled for the most part.
Certainly a long time. All right, Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio, national correspondent. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you. Have a great day.